After 20 years and 103 editions, we've been taking a look back at Monkey Business with dedicated poolie and sometime co-editor Ian Malcolmson.
McSweeney, can he find a good cross? Gamble has got it!
Monkey Business number one, 50p. The two commandments of the fanzine are simple. One, to preserve life, as we would like to know it, at the Victoria Ground in Hartlepool. Two, to continue to have a good laugh at the expense of ex-leaguers Darlington. We can certainly claim to be the best fanzine on sale in Seton Carew.
Sweeney with a shot. Sweeney scores.
I was just selling magazines for them. You know, I just take a handful of magazines, stand on the corner and sell it, and then you get involved. You know, it gets hold of you, you know, because you want to be part of it. You start to write the odd article for it, and then, you know, it builds up from there.
Monkey speak. Our lass, the wife, girlfriend or lover.
Because you're a willing volunteer, you suddenly become co-editor, and as people leave and people go...
Monkey Business, Issue 5, 10 bob to OAPs, September 90. To you, mate, 50p. You're not very essential guide to the social inadequates who follow pools away, moose men. A small group of boisterous, scruffy young men who smell strongly of urine, beer, ciggy smoke usually barge past you 20 minutes into the match and sing songs like I had a wheelbarrow, but the wheel fell off, or Two Little Boys.
See, it started in the Gary Gibson era. Everybody wanted to rant about, you know, what was going on at the club because nobody knew.
Issue 11, May 91, 50p. An old man waits. I remember pools last getting promoted like it was yesterday. 1942, wasn't it? I was only 8 at the time. I'm 97 now. It was during the Blitz. We were still on powdered egg. We were poor, but we were happy. There was none of this disco music. Alf Ramsey was pools manager.
We could sell 750 in a couple of games, and then we would get a rerun of maybe 250. So you're looking at times we could possibly sell 1,000 magazines.
Monkey speak. Away, gizzatab. I say, do you have a cigarette?
A chance now. On his left foot into the net. It's Evan Horwood who scored it. What on earth?
The pools fanzine like number 76. Anyone remember Cardiff? This is what you call a crowd.
There isn't even a word for it in Darloyd.
But we're basically trying to keep it exactly as it was in the printed format, to keep it as an internet fan team.
Monkey speak, a fish head, a resident of the Hartlepool headland. Monkey Business, 100 years old and still going strong. Issue number 90, Doylington FC proudly presents. To celebrate the start of another season in League 2, we have produced this DVD to honour the club achieving 12 years of stability, survival and endurance in the face of another potential relegation into non-league disgrace. The DVD is packed with highlights and goals, not all of them scored by Doylington. And the
that's worldwide, everybody
speeches.
Can get in. People in Australia, the fans are sometimes getting the magazine sent out to them. Kevin China, he can come on and read it online and own custom now. But that's what we're open for.
Demand is possible, so get down to the club shop today for your copy. The ground is a mere 25-minute walk from the nearest car park.
Into the mix, Flinders is there. Get ahead there, Flinders has scored! I don't believe this!
Monkey Business, issue 103, the last one ever, still a pound. Email or ask us about back issues, as we still have limited numbers which will shortly be used for loft insulation.